The news from Ellensburg Community Radio for Tuesday, January 14th. The funeral for Kittitas County Superior Court Judge Scott Sparks will be at 10 a.m. February 15th at Mercer Creek Church. Sparks died this past Friday. He served as judge for more than 20 years and did not seek re-election to the position this past fall. A public hearing for the Bullfrog Flats Development Plan will be at 6 p.m. January 30th at Clallam City Hall. The Bullfrog Flats Development Project is a phased, mixed-use development located in the western part of Clallam between Bullfrog Road and State Route 903. The application includes the first three phases of the project. These phases are part of an overall project proposed to be developed over an approximately 10-year period and include 1,334 single-family and multifamily housing units, 950,000 square feet of business park uses and open space, including parks, trails, and recreational facilities. The hearing is before the city's hearing examiner. Central Washington University features multiple music events this week. Guest trombone artist Matt Lennox performs a recital at 6 p.m. today in the McIntyre Recital Hall. CW students and faculty also will be featured. Seattle Symphony Concertmaster Noah Geller presents a short performance of Dvorak and Handel Halvorsen at 6:30 p.m. Thursday in the McIntyre Recital Hall, followed by a master's class and possibly a question and answer session. A trio recital featuring CW alumnus Liam Cameron will be held at 6 p.m. Friday in the McIntyre Recital Hall. The Kittitas County Chamber of Commerce After Hours event is from 5 to 7 p.m. Tuesday at the Jensen Farms Outpost at 211 East 1st Street in Clallam. This monthly event is an opportunity to meet local professionals, build partnerships, and share insights to elevate your business and career. The Ellensburg Public Library celebrates its 115th year anniversary from 4 to 6 p.m. Wednesday at the Howe Holmes Community Center. The celebration includes light refreshments, cake, and music by the Cale Bartness Trio. Interweavings, Photography and Sculpture by Jean K. Simmons opens with a reception from 5 to 7 p.m. Thursday in Randall Hall, Room 141. The exhibit features photographs of figures posed and integrated into the landscape, with forage grasses, vines, and branches woven into elegant garments and hair extensions. Simmons' sculptural work includes bark, thorns, and roots. The exhibit will be up at the Sarah Spurgeon Gallery through February 8th. The Ellensburg High School basketball teams host Topnish tonight, with the girls' game at 5:30 p.m. and the boys at 7. The fish open table lunch today is chicken and dumplings, buttermilk biscuits, and pears. Lunch is open to all seniors age 60-plus from 11:30 a.m. to 1 p.m. in Ellensburg and noon to 1 p.m. in Clallam. Meal sites are the Ellensburg Open Table and the Clallam Seventh-day Adventist Church. The community lunch for anyone needing a hot meal is from 1 to 2 p.m. at the Ellensburg location. The forecasted high today in Ellensburg is 38 degrees. Sunset is at 4:39 p.m. and the expected nighttime low is 28 degrees. Winds will be light and variable. This newscast can be found at www.ebergradio.org. This has been Michael Gallagher for Ellensburg Community Radio. Ellensburg Community Radio is pleased to be sponsored by Jim's Class, located at 1505 North Water Street in Ellensburg. For information about becoming an ECR sponsor, email info@ebergradio.org.